Let's get to our guest. He's capable of stuff like that, too. Ken Wong joins us, Asian Equity Portfolio Specialist at Eastspring Investments. So the arguments for a long China trade are themselves very long, Ken. I don't want to hear you do them, so I'll just simplify them really fast. The reopening, the lighter touch on regulation, the property measures we've seen, and the much lower valuations. The arguments against, I suppose, what, COVID-19 at the moment, still pretty oppressive?
Yeah, the fact is that, you know, as you mentioned earlier, that, you know, there has been definitely progress that we've seen from China. I mean, if we look at where we were just a couple months ago to where we are today, there seems to be light at the end of the tunnel. And as you mentioned earlier, the fact is that valuations are looking very interesting and very attractive. When you look at the EPS growth estimates for 2023, they're actually very strong compared to most other countries around the world. And the fact is that China still has underperformed most other major markets over the past few years. And so these are key rationales and reasons why we feel that 2023 could be a fairly opportunistic year, especially on the A-share market, where it still has continued to underperform despite some of the recent rally that we have seen in the China offshore markets.
Yeah, it wasn't a great year for the Shanghai Composite. 2022, we're off about 14%. Where do you see us at the end of this year?
We don't like to give specific, you know, numbers or percentage upsides, but the fact is that when you look at the CSI 300 right now, it's trading roughly around 11.5 times forward earnings. But the key fact is that when you look at earnings growth opportunities and earnings growth, we see potentially the CSI 300 constituent stocks roughly grow by about 18-20% for 2023. So all signs are pointing definitely in a much better direction. And the fact is that, you know, with China reopening, with further policy supports contributing to a lot of, sort of the various areas that we've seen previously within the new economy sectors in China, we believe those sectors should continue, shine in 2023.
Can you see a scenario, though, where common prosperity roars back to the headlines?
There's always that possibility, but the fact is that this year is definitely going to be a key focus on economic growth, because we saw in 2022 how economic growth definitely did slow down. So in order for China to achieve, you know, hovering around that 5% economic growth for 2023, the fact is that a lot needs to be done and a lot of support needs to be had in order to continue to strive for much stronger growth in 2023. And this is going to be very important, because as China continues to see strong economic growth, then you're going to start to see individuals going out to spend again. You're going to see corporates increasing their overall CapEx, demand for more capital, demand for more credit, and the whole system, you know, continues as what we've seen previously.
Typically, when China's targeted growth that's been positive for the commodities complex, do you anticipate that being the case this time around?
It could. And, you know, we don't see it during the first quarter, but our anticipation is that by the second quarter and towards the middle to latter half of the second quarter, we feel that things will definitely ramp up to levels pretty much what we've seen pre-COVID. So these next couple of months, we're still going to be tackling, you know, a lot of the reopenings and a lot of things that's still going on. But hopefully by the latter half of the second quarter, we can really start to see things starting to normalize again.
So we have the Hong Kong-China border opening up on Sunday in a light way, 60,000. A, is that a little disappointing to you? Or B, and this goes to my first question, which you didn't quite answer, we have COVID sweeping unchecked across the country. How big of a negative is that?
Yeah, that's why our anticipation right now is that these next couple months, there's still going to be a lot of hurdles that China still has to go through. And hence, that's why over the next 3 months, you know, our belief that there's still going to be a lot of bumps on the road. But the fact is that the border is open now between Hong Kong and China. We've seen how specifically, you know, just during this morning alone, there's been roughly about 300,000 people who have been registering online to go back into China. So we definitely do see a demand. So definitely, you know, having that trade and having that travel between Hong Kong and China reopening again, that's going to be very key, because we've seen how previously, you know, with that channel, with that you know, sort of that availability to travel between Hong Kong and China, you do start to see trades as well happening again. And that should also bode well for Hong Kong companies.
in developed economies, as COVID restrictions have been relaxed and growth has picked up again, consumption's picked up again, we have seen a rise in inflation as well. Is this something that's in your thesis for China?
It is. It's that whole pent-up demand. And the fact is that, you know, with pent-up demand, we saw how, you know, when a lot of the other economies around the world start to open up, you saw that, you know, fairly big pickup in demand. But the fact is that, you know, you also need to have a fairly modest economic recovery. And the fact is that, you know, if the Chinese economy is going through a modest recovery and people are seeing a bit more light at the end of the tunnel, they see economic activities picking up, then the, you know, the drive to actually spend more, that we think that's going to be very important. And so hopefully, you know, within the next few months, with things starting to settle down, we believe that pent-up demand should actually continue to rise. And of course, you know, we have the CNY period, so, you know, some of these numbers will be distorted. But, you know, once we net out the CNY periods for January and February, and then we start looking at some of the data, hopefully during the beginning of the second quarter, we can actually start to see a gradual pickup in activities in a lot of different areas within China.
Let's talk about more individual areas. I'm not sure if you can mention companies themselves, but I will. One, we had the news about Ant getting approval to raise cash, and that really spruced up the Alibaba share price. Do you expect more individual announcements like this that could feed gains in companies like Meituan or you know, others in the marketplace like JD.com?
Yeah, I mean, some of those names has already gone up quite a bit, as you mentioned earlier. If we look at over the past few weeks or so, you know, we have already seen quite strong gains for a lot of the either the ADR listed Chinese stocks or some of the tech related names, new economy related names, which are listed here in Hong Kong. Now, there's definitely been strong rises for a lot of these names, and the fact is that, you know, for some investors, they might see this as an opportunity to take advantage of the strong performance that we've seen over the past month or so, and you know, we could see some investors taking some profit. But over the medium to longer term, you know, our belief is really still a focus on new economy sector. So we want to be aligned to much more focus on companies which will stand to benefit from China's reopening,
yeah,
specifically through Chinese government policies, who can actually help alleviate more spend and more, yeah, activities to those companies, you know, to benefit from it.
Just briefly, would you take profits here and then come back in, or would you just ride this thing? Got 15 seconds.
In certain areas, in certain sectors, we could, especially given the strong rise that we've seen. Again, if you look at the HSI, it's kind of quite a bit over the past month or so. So definitely, you, yeah, know, for certain sectors, that's done well.
Okay.
You know, we would definitely have opportunities there.
Okay, so taking some profits. Yeah, we had the Hang Seng Index go from 14,000 and change to 21,000 and change in, what, a month and a half, something like that. Pretty crazy. 18 minutes past the hour. Many thanks to Ken Wong from East Spring Investments. This is Bloomberg.